It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Renault with KRWG News. Two former New Mexico children, youth, and family department workers have filed a whistleblower complaint. The Albuquerque Journal reports the lawsuit says married couple Deborah and Cliff Gilmore were fired for raising concerns over being instructed to use the Signal app for internal communications. The lawsuit also says they voiced concerns over improper hiring and competitive bidding processes taking place at the agency. Texas Republicans who have criticized Vice President Kamala Harris for not visiting the U.S.-Mexico border are now blasting her trip to El Paso today. Fred Martino explains.
U.S. Senator John Cornyn says Vice President Harris is heading to the wrong part of the border.
By ignoring the Rio Grande Valley, the busiest Border Patrol sector along the U.S.-Texas-Mexico border, the Vice President is shifting the focus away from the most serious problems of the crisis that she's failed to solve.
Harris's trip to El Paso marks her first visit to the border since becoming vice president. Critics say Republicans are playing politics, and their focus should be on changing the Texas GOP's efforts to restrict voting rights and Governor Greg Abbott's decision to spend $250 million in state money on a border wall that has been breached again and again. They add money for high-tech surveillance is more effective, and the legislative focus should be on immigration reform. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.
And in more news, Texas Governor Greg Abbott continues to call the situation at the border a crisis. Central to his statement is the need to build a wall to reduce illegal immigration. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider takes a closer look at Abbott's proposal.
Governor Abbott is justifying the need for a wall by claiming that large numbers of undocumented immigrants are coming over the border and committing crimes, for which he blames President Biden.
Make no mistake, the current administration is refusing to enforce the laws concerning immigration that are on the books passed by the United States Congress.
Political scientist Geronimo Cortina of the University of Houston says it's far from clear that Biden's policies are to blame for the increase in illegal border crossings. He says the administration is taking a different tone from President Trump, but it's sending the same message that people shouldn't come if they don't have the proper documentation. More to the point, Cortina says,
the fact that, you know, previous studies have not shown any significant or statistical correlation between immigration and crime puts to a certain extent a question mark on the governor's remarks.
Abbott announced a down payment of $250 million from state funds to begin construction of the wall. He left unsaid where the remaining billions would come from, though he suggested much of it could come from private donors.
Now, I know for a fact that many Texans and many Americans want to get involved in this process.
To that end, he unveiled a website for online donations and a mailing address to which people could send checks. Political scientist Mark Jones of Rice University's Baker Institute is skeptical.
Even if the wall was going to be built along the lines proposed by Abbott, we're talking maybe 1 or 2 miles of wall. Get up to 3 or 4 miles and you're talking $100 million, and I don't think you're going to raise that through crowdfunding.
Abbott suggested that between state land and land volunteered by private property owners, Texas already has hundreds of miles of ground available for construction. Then there's the land that the federal government seized under President Trump.
I am demanding that the Biden administration immediately return to Texans land that the federal government took to build the wall. Texas will talk to those property owners about Texas using that land to build the wall.
UH Professor Geronimo Cortina says that even if the federal government gives back the land it seized, that's no guarantee Texas will be able to use it. The result is likely to be years of court challenges.
I don't know how exactly the state of Texas is going to do that, because if the federal government says, okay, private citizen X, here's your land back, well, Texas cannot say, hey, Deeves, I want it.
Then there's the larger question of why Abbott is attempting a project that Trump attempted with all the resources of the federal government and failed. Democratic State Representative Gene Wu says it's political theater.
It's, I think, a lot of posturing and bluster from somebody who wants to run for president in 4 years.
Rice University's Mark Jones says it's also about fending off a challenge from the right in the next governor's race.
He still has aspirations of a 2024 presidential run, which requires that he both appeal to Trump voters, but also do well in the 2022 primary.
Abbott himself was livid at the idea that the wall is about political posturing. He said anyone who thinks so doesn't care about the safety of people living along the border.
We believe in the rule of law and law and order in this state, and by God, we're going to step up and deliver that rule of law and law and order in the state of Texas.
Regardless, Abbott's stance guarantees the border wall will be a live issue for at least another 2 to 4 years. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.